listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at www.svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each one of our hearts this day of Epiphany be always and acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Highly quoted author, speaker, and consultant in Lutheran circles, seen him a few times in person, got to meet him, Peter Stanky has noted the root of the word disaster. Think about that word, disaster. Do you know what it literally means? It comes from, first, dis is a negative prefix, so it connotes not being able to do something or a lack of something, like dishonesty, a lack of honesty. And aster is, sound familiar? Aster, asteroid, star. So literally, a disaster is when you have no star to follow. Interesting, isn't it? Especially this day of Epiphany that we ponder the star. Disaster is when you have no star to follow. So, ancient sailors losing their way at sea, in a fog or in the clouds, that's a disaster. They literally have no star to follow. Contrast that, this day, with the journey of the Magi. And again, that Magi is the word that's used in the scripture. It's translated here as wise men. But we don't know exactly how many there are, as I said with the children. There could have been 100 star-following Magi, wise women and men and their children all hiking through the sands from the east. The point is, they had a star to follow, and they chose to follow it. Disaster is when we have no star to follow. The problem is, there are lots of stars in the sky. Which star do you follow? Which star do you follow this new year, 2013? Is it the star of fame and glory, the rock star, or the pop star, or the sports star, shooting stars across the sky like the housing market? Sometimes it's hard to find the star of Bethlehem amid all the competing stars. But here is a clue. Stop looking up. Stop looking up, for Christ always comes to us from underneath, from where you would least expect. That's our Christmas story. The one born in the manger, coming from underneath. The news of his birth being spread by, the least likely, the shepherds. Christ comes to us from underneath, from the poor, from earthly stuff like wheat, grapes, and water. Christ comes to us, and those earthly elements, we'll share them together in a little bit. We splash earthly elements on our children at their birth into this family. The Magi, the text says, bowed down to pay him homage. They looked down. They knelt down. So we too are called to look around on the floor of our world to find the Christ child. Look to Bethlehem. That is, look to the most out of the way, insignificant, unimportant, underneath places. That's where the star, the light of Christ, stops and stays. This is such a wonderful story, the story of the Epiphany, the first Epiphany, the manifestation of Christ to the Magi. It has cosmic implications. I love the story about the stars. The cosmic implications of the story is that the love and the presence of Christ that comes from below has the ability to move the stars, to call people from all corners of the earth to gather together, to praise God, to bring their gifts, and then to go home by a different road forever changed. It means God's love for you calls you too as far off in a distant land as you might be or feel, as downtrodden or hopeless or sick or afraid as you might be, God's light, albeit hard to see at times, God's rising star in the east comes to you, the bright morning star, symbolic of hope and a new day. You know, the star is in the east. Hope and a new day. Christ Jesus' star rises in the east and lights your way in this new year of 2013. This new year of life that God has given to us. That same star that world leaders saw. Three kings, as the songs and art pieces go. That same star that world leaders saw, the wealthy and powerful and wise, that same star that guided them, that came to them, that lit their path, comes to you and guides you, even today, even now, even this year. That's how dear you are to God. Not forgotten in some far-off land, but rather forgiven and guided. What a gift that Bethlehem Eastern star in the sky is for us. God's love for you moves stars. What a gift. And so, in response, not because we have to, but because we can't help it, in response to this gift, this star in the eastern sky, this love of God that moves that star, in response, not because we have to, but because we can't help it, we bring our gifts. We open our treasure chests. I love that addition in the story. They open their treasure chests. We bring our gifts too. Our gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And looking down, bowing down, kneeling down, we pay him homage. How might we do that with our lives? How might we bring our gifts to the Christ child? What can we bring? How can we serve and give and trust ever more deeply in this holy child? For we need not dwell in disaster. For we have a star to follow. Thanks be to God. A star of love, a star of life, a star of hope, a star of forgiveness. Sisters and brothers in Christ, we too have been changed by this star. Like the Magi of old. So changed, so transformed that we are about to do something illogical. We are about to pray for people beyond just those we like and love. Prayers of intercession. Prayers on behalf of the people that reach even to faraway lands, countries and communities and situations far from our own. That's how much we're changed by that holy star. We pray even for our enemies. That's how much we're changed by that star. Even for the Herods of this world. We pray for them. That's how transformative this Christ light is. We have been changed by this star. So changed, so transformed that we have hope in the midst of darkness all around. We have a way. And that way is Christ. And that way is love. And that way reaches beyond borders and oceans. Even when the world comes crashing down around us, God's people, looking down, not gazing up, but looking down at the world, God's people find the hurting and the oppressed and the sick and the lost. And there with them is Christ. God's people find Christ, a light that shines in the darkness. And the darkness does not overcome it. That's how changed we are. We have been changed by this star. So changed that we go home now by another road. So changed that we're going to lay down our sword and shield down by the riverside, as the song goes. So changed that we're going to hammer our guns into gardening tools to modernize Isaiah's vision of hammering our swords into plowshares. We are so changed that we're going to hammer our guns into gardening tools. We are so changed that now we practice peace not just pray for it. We're not going back to Herod, the road of violence. We have been changed. We're going home by another road, the road of peace. Star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright. Christ, be our light, our hope, and shine in our hearts. Shine through the darkness. Shine in your church gathered today. We're about to sing. God has given us a star, and so we are free of disaster. Sisters and brothers in Christ, we have a star. And in that star is the hope and the salvation of this whole universe. And in that star is your freedom and everlasting life. For in this star is peace. Amen.
From all of us at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit www.elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.